the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's give away a bottle of sauce, shall we? Joining us right now on line one, we have Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Sarah. Sarah is in Ellesmere Port. She loves a bit of absolute 80s. We're about to find out which one of the two sauces she absolutely loves as well. But first, on yesterday's show, we were joined by Johnny the Welder. He wanted to hand in the cool badge because he said something to someone who works in his local co-op. So this is what went down. Here we go.
So she came across, chat, and she said, right, that's it, have a nice day. And for some reason, I don't know why, it just fell out. I just said...
So, did Johnny the Welder say, night, night, sweet child? Or did he say, ciao? Which one is it, Sarah?
He said, ciao.
Let's see if you're right.
I don't know why. It just fell out. I just said, ciao.
I love the way his voice breaks.
It's all in the delivery, isn't it? And Johnny had impeccable delivery. Sarah, congratulations. You're going to win a sauce.
Yes.
Which is really good. Yeah, you know, these were made by professional sauce-making experts. They were taste-tested and judged by Greg Wallace from MasterChef. One is named Fountain of Youth because it will keep you 28 forever like me if you splash this bad boy on your barbecue. And it's a sweet sauce. It has a little bit of heat running through it, but not too much. Then there's Clough, which is kind of like a blunt instrument. It's a bludgeon of a sauce.
Fiery hot. It's green like the great man's jumper. Yeah.
If you consider yourself to be a very basic human being, this is probably the kind of sauce that you would want. Not that I'm saying you are, Sarah. I'm saying you could be a person full of class. Okay. So you're going to pick Clough, aren't you?
Well, you never know.
Ooh. Okay, well, I'm going to need to find out because we need to send it to you. So the final question to you, Sarah, are you going Clough or Fountain of Youth?
Oh, Dave, I need a dollop of your sauce. It's got to be Fountain of Youth.
Yes, I knew it. Classy all the way, which means... In the running total, since the sauce became our bespoke merch for the early birds, it is now Matt Dyson's 6 bottles, but I'm catching up on 4. Ooh. So thank you very much indeed, Sarah. We'll get that out to you.
All right.
Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in on 80s.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now, it's the social ammunition with Matt Dyson. The comings and goings across social media rolled into a nice little talky bit. Matt, what you got?
At last, some Fountains of Wayne content from the socials. The band... Yeah, I know. The band recently came, I'm pretty sure it was joint number one with all of us, myself, Anna and Glenn, in a recent blind ranking.
Yes. I think, blind ranking. Coming next, by the way,
yes, of course,
so be ready because I've got some main station, something from 90s and something from noughties for you to blind.
So
right.
I could come up twice, Fountain of Wayne.
Fingers crossed, yeah. So we all love the song. It was like a one-hit wonder, wasn't it? We were all aware of the Stacey's Mum song about a 13-year-old boy sort of lusting after his friend's mother.
Please stop.
Please stop. It's a very strange song.
If you know, you know.
I know.
There's Anna, the voice of the nation again. We know.
Okay, I'll stop.
Can you stop talking about boys lusting after things, please, on my breakfast show?
You've made the song sound so horrible.
It's awful. And I'm going to have to just text the head of music right now and have it dropped from any future plays.
It is a ridiculous song, right? But we've never heard from Stacey, who's involved in the song, because she's there.
Oh, the daughter of the mum.
In this awkward situation.
Okay, I like this angle.
So finally, we can hear Stacey's side of the story. This is by a singer from America called Mary Jo Swank on Instagram, sent to me by a listener called Dan. This is Stacey's side of the story. Here we go. It's my mom. What the hell is going on?
Yeah. I mean, she's 45.
Valid points from Stacey there, finally. Okay. And then after we had the spelling bee kid yesterday, who could forget the I feel good. he still feels good. We have another talented child. Donna Garraway on Instagram sent me this. It's a child impersonating a garden trimmer. Right, so wait for it.
Who's got their bingo cards out for social ammo today?
He's got a toy garden trimmer. He's obviously heard his parents doing the grass and manages to mimic it using just his mouth in quite an astounding way.
Biggie.
He's about three.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
That's him.
That's him.
That is genuinely a child doing an impression of a strimmer. I'll share the video so you can see it. It's amazing what he can do. My son Ted, he can do an impression of a car indicating, you know, when he sits in the steering wheel and not driving, he just does a little click. And it sounds exactly.
Wow. But can he do hazard lights as well?
I'll ask him. I'll try and test him a bit more. But yeah, it's amazing the impressions that children can do.
Evie can't even say Obi-Wan Kenobi, so I'm not even in this conversation,
anyway,
I'm afraid.
I'll share both those videos. You'll be talking about them later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is trying to get you in to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band on the 22nd of May at the Stadium of Light. And all you need to do is play Dancing in the Dark. Shortly, we will plunge the studio into darkness and one member of the breakfast team will start to dance. Just from the sound of their feet coming through your device, can you tell who it is? It will be either Matt Dyson or Glenn Moore. And joining us on line one is Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. You?
Great. Yeah, very well. Thank you for asking. So let's put the studio into darkness.
Oh, let's plunge it.
Okay, the hype beast Womble has made his way to the light switch. Power down! Okay, Glenn, Matt, could you stand up?
Yeah.
Okay. Eddie, can you listen very carefully? It's going to be Matt or Glenn, and the Dancing in the Dark starts now. Oh, my word. You've done yourself a mischief, haven't you?
Injury.
Was it Matt or was it Glenn?
I think it was Glenn.
You think it was Glenn? No, that's the wrong answer, which means Kay in South Shields, you have won the tickets!
Excellent! Oh, that's amazing!
That's the way it's been going this week and Dancing in the Dark. Matt is so disappointed, he gave it his all.
It was crazy. In the dark, it looked like Andy McNabb breakdancing.
Fabulous.
I'm buzzing. Well, listen, we're so pleased for you, Kay. Thank you for tuning in on 90s. Enjoy the gig. We'll speak again real soon. Bye for now.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
That is our pleasure. Unlucky, Eddie. We will be playing again tomorrow for your chance to see Bruce Springsteen. Coming up on the Home Time show from 4 p.m, they've got your chance to see the Foo Fighters.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The street light, because there's no place I can go.
Yes, street life. Sometimes it's the only life we know. Basically, it's an opportunity for us here on The Breakfast Show to be well nosy. 8, 12, 15, let us know what's going on in your hood. And doing just that, on line one, in Birmingham, is Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi, Adam.
Hello. Welcome to the show. So the big gossip, it's your neighbours having some, get this, guys, gravel delivered.
Okay,
so do we know what the gravel's for, Adam?
I'm guessing it's meant for the back garden, like patio or something like that, or stud base, maybe.
Right, okay, so you've not been curtain twitching, taking a little look exactly where the gravel's going to go. You're a better person than I am. So your neighbour wanted the gravel for the garden, but wanted the delivery driver to put it on the front lawn.
That's right, yeah.
Now, this is where it's become the talk of the street. This is where the gossip comes from. Tell everybody what your neighbour did in order for the delivery driver to know where he wanted his gravel delivered.
So basically, I was going to keep his driveway free, so he made a little sort of wooden picket sign, stuck it in the middle of the lawn, and the sign said, "Hardcore here."
Hardcore here!
Wow.
Oh, Adam, that's fantastic. Yeah. I bet you laughed, didn't you? Did you laugh?
Well, we did laugh. Obviously, bear in mind, we're telling this lot with benefit of hindsight. The first thing we saw was this sign on the lawn saying, "Hardcore here." So, took a bit of shock, really.
Yeah. And the neighbours are at it, and they're advertising as well.
They are. Yeah. It's always a quiet one today. But
always a quiet one. Good slogan for a T-shirt. No.
Hardcore here. Yeah.
No. It's a bit Jeremy from Peep Show, but I quite like it. Adam, thank you so much for sharing the shenanigans on your street and for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you again soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Jilly in Aylesbury's got in touch. Saying, Dave, my neighbour asked if they could look around our garden as someone has stolen our wheelie bin.
Whoa. How dare they?
It was weird watching her inspect my bins.
Really closely. Oh,
thanks,
so cheeky.
It is cheeky, isn't it? To accuse your neighbour of stealing your wheelie bin.
Yeah, as if.
Yeah, I mean, surely you spray a number on that bad boy, don't you?
Yeah.
She might have just been wanting to know what was in the bin.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's less suspicious. Yeah. So that's fine.
And that rolled-up rug that you carry into the boot with your car. What's going on here? Keep them coming, 8, 12, 15. Glenn.
Yeah.
We're living on Stella Street at the moment, aren't you?
Oh, my God. My road has gone A-list.
What's happening on your road?
I live on a small road, a generic road. It's not a nice road, but we got some pamphlets through our door a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Warning us that there's a movie is going to be filmed on our road.
Wow.
And filming has just gotten underway on the road. And it's a Michael Fassbender and Kate Blanchett movie.
What? Amazing.
On my road.
No way.
My road couldn't look less Hollywood. There's no reason for it. I mean, this morning, I was running to the train station, and all the trailers and stuff like that was set up outside of Matalan around the corner from me. What could this film possibly be? I can't imagine Michael Fassbender and Matalan existing in the same universe.
Yeah, but Michael Fassbender played Steve Jobs. Maybe it's like he's moved on from the founder of Apple to the founder of Matalan.
It's the Matalan story at last.
We all wanted it. So it's £1 to join and then... OK. Ronnie Boswell, one more time, please, Fassbender. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I had a disaster a few days ago. I was doing a gig in Wales and I got back from Wales really late at night. This was on Sunday, and my road is so difficult to park on. All the space is always taken up. On one side of the road, it was just completely empty. I couldn't believe my luck. Right. And so I parked my car there. I was like, great. And I went out the flat the next morning and saw all the signs saying parking suspension because of the filming.
Yeah.
So I had parked my car and I was not meant to. And I walked out and there was various members of crew just stood around my car waiting for the car to be moved. And I had to come out and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. My friend left this car.
But you've got your own face on the side of your car.
Yeah. I've got branded. It's like a radio station's own branding. Yeah. On my
So you kind of probably got tutted by Kate Blanchett.
I've been tutted, but maybe. Yeah. Maybe the car will... Maybe that Vauxhall Astra is going to feature in the back. If Matalan can, why can't a Vauxhall Astra?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Because there's no place I can go. It's the titillations on the terrace. It's the news on your avenues. Has a trusted neighbour dropped something inappropriate into the street WhatsApp group? Well, this is where you share at 8, 12, 15. John and Linda from Cambridge. Good morning, John and Linda. They say, morning, Dave. Unlike your previous text, there is no chance of anybody ever stealing our wheelie bin because it has a massive sticker of your face on it.
Yes. Yes.
John and Linda, bless you.
Of course.
Also, it's cute for a couple to text together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
To be one word each. And it's made sense. It's amazing, isn't it? But it was,
it's like consequences.
it's a real upside of our groundbreaking guerrilla marketing campaign, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
That we created.
Keeps on going. Yeah, absolutely. We were the first to do it.
Makes you
unstealable. Amazing. And I'm sure the bin stickers will return to the breakfast show one someday in the future.
Yeah.
Of course, we always give away some kind of carefully thought through merchandise to the early birds just after we come on air at 6 a.m. And of course, John and Linda, or Jalinda, as I like to call them, tune in at that. Yeah. My group chat were discussing how to remove the stray ducks that have been found on our estate and who they should call to remove them. I was the one who pointed out, they can fly.
Yes, they'll just fly away. It'll be fine.
Hi, gang. Julie from Liverpool here. Our window cleaner broke a ceramic plant pot and tried to hid its remains in our wheelie bin like we wouldn't notice. Says Julie. Cheeky. It is cheeky. Get this from Anonymous in St Albans. Dave and the team, the talk of our street is how Owen, who lives on our actual road, and Alfie got on in Race Across the World.
Oh.
They are keeping it close to their chest. So there's a lot of speculation about how they did.
Yes, of course.
They probably did what the other contestants do and just got a cab. That's what I'm going to do. Wow. I'm going to, for an hour of my evening, I'm going to watch people get a cab.
They're so good at getting flagging them down, aren't they?
Flagging them down. Yeah. No, well done to Owen
and
Alfie.
It must be difficult when the show's pre-recorded and then you've got to keep it secret from all of your neighbours for the whole time while it's going out.
Owen's kind of like, have you ever been in a hot air balloon? Oh, no!
Do not react, Owen.
Do not react, Owen. Yes, wise words. Thank you ever so much for sharing the shenanigans on your street.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Just after 9 is going to become, once again, shout-out time here on The Breakfast Show. And for the first time in a long while, you can earn your shout-out by playing the Wiki Quiz. So, what we have here are three facts taken from a band or artist's Wikipedia page, and all you need to do is correctly identify who they are from the information given. So, the number is 81215, along with your answers, your name, where you are, the kind of stuff that you crave in a shout-out. As I say, it's 81215. Let's get down to business on the Wiki Quiz. Paragraph 2, line 7. This Scottish artist's first song was written about the headmaster of his school, Peter Mullen, entitled Mr. Mullen Blues. The lyrics were, and there was Pete Mullen with his pie and beans. It was then I smelt it, it filled the room. Then some wee bugger lit a match and the whole place went kaboom.
We play this song.
I'm not saying whether we do or not. It's this person's early work.
Oh, right.
Paragraph 6, line 4, reads, this artist's band are named after the main character in the Wim Wenders film Paris, Texas. We've got a new game. Has Dave just made all of this up?
Yeah, this can't be a person.
This was a dream.
This is real, genuinely true from the Wikipedia page. And finally, paragraph 11, line 3. This artist lives in Los Angeles with his wife Nora and son Clay, and has in his possession a copy of Joseph O'Connor's Star of the Sea.
Okay.
After I returned it to his bandmate 20 short years after I borrowed it whilst we holidayed in Barbados
and
together.
And that's on the Wikipedia page.
That is what it is now. It is now. So, your names, your answers, what you want in your shout-out, send it all along right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised, just after 9, which it is shout-out time. And today, it was all about the Wiki Quiz. I have three passages from a band or artist's Wikipedia page. I read them aloud moments ago. Could you correctly identify who they were from the information given? So we established that in paragraph 2, line 7, this Scottish artist's first song was written about the headmaster of his school, Peter Mullen, and its name was Mr. Mullen Blues. We found out in paragraph 6, line 4, this artist band are named after the main character in the Wim Wenders film Paris, Texas. And in paragraph 11, line 3, we discovered that he lives in Los Angeles with his wife Nora and son Clay. It was, of course, dear, darling friend of the show, well worth listening back to Tim Burgess's listening party, Fran Healy from Travis.
Yes, that was it.
Well done to John in Ealing, Ian in Telford, Barry in Leeds, Paul at Thames Reinforcement Nottingham, who asks, please say hello to everyone here working so hard. Hello, everybody at Thames Reinforcement Nottingham. Yeah. There we go.
Like industrial estate.
Hey! Tony D has requested a shout-out to his co-workers who are making coffees and scones in Perth on this fine morning. Well, a big shout-out to all of Tony D's co-workers in Perth. And finally, Tracy in Manchester, who is currently free-roaming her pet rats whilst enjoying the show. Pet rats!
Yay! Roam! Free-range rats, yeah!
Let your rodents roam! well done, everybody. The Wiki Quiz will return to The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And just like that, the Thursday morning edition of the show is done and dusted, but will live on forevermore in podcast form. But Matt, what is that podcast going to be named?
Yes.
It's a child mimicking a garden strimmer.
Oh, that was on the social ammo this morning, yeah.
Hardcore here.
Amazing sign. Adam in Birmingham's Neighbours with the most ridiculous sign.
You've done yourself a mischief, haven't
you? That was when I was dancing, I believe.
Break dancing, no less. Yeah. no one ever expects the hairy situation.
Yes, and you letting the cat out of the bag about my appearance in the new Planet of the Apes film.
Well, oh, he could be so cruel.
I think we should go with hardcore
and I like
here.
You.
Hardcore here has to be one of the sentences, one of the signs of the week.
I couldn't agree more. The Daily Podcast is named Hardcore Here. You can get it wherever you get your pods. Coming up next, Leona Graham's going to be here with the Tea Break trivia and the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which is worth £90,000. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.